So we had these different doors opening to different areas. Now there's two different types of mavi. There's a mavi sasam, which means that it's kind of like a dead end, and a mavi mefulish, which is open, which is more like an alleyway that you could go as a, you could catch through streets on each side. This is a problem. Okay, the din of a chatzar, technically a chatzar is rishus hayachid, and therefore midiraisa it's mutter to carry there in every chatzar, and also with a mavi sasam. But midirabana they asked to be metalta there because we didn't want people to be able to forget, and therefore the person made a tikkun, which means he made a clear delineation that where the different areas are. For example, a lechi or a kaira. A kaira is a crossbeam. A lechi is like a pole that's going standing upward. So the Gemara, the Mishnah speaks about, you need both, or do you need only one or the other? That's machloikis in the Mishnayis. But anyway, you need a heker. Now there are three different types of rishuyas that we could speak about. There's a bias, there's a chatzar, and then there's a mavri. Now the chacham didn't allow you to carry the people in the chatzar to carry from the houses to the chatzar, because people would say, it's all the same thing. What difference does it make? So therefore, they made a person make an eruv, and that's called an eruv echatzeris. That's that. Now, that's the eruv chatzeris that we speak about. Now, there's another thing, which is within a mavoi to have an eruv. That's we call shitufe mavois. That's all. Those are those inyanim. There's a third thing, another thing which we're going to speak about, which is called eruv tchumim, which is also a large part of this mesechta, which is speaking about that person only has the right to carry to travel up to 2,000 amas. There are those that hold that it's midiraisa, the pasuk al yetzi ish mekoyme biyom hashvi, but most rishonim, that's the way paskin, hold it's only derabanan, and that the pasuk is only asmachta ba'alma. But anyway, the point is that a person only has a certain distance he's allowed to travel, and now if a person wants to go further for the purpose of a mitzvah, so he can place some sort of food, a particular has to be a food that in a distance from him, and that would be considered as if it is his that is his makom ma'ishav, and therefore he will have 2,000 amas from there. Now, if he does that, so then his entire tchum moves over, which means that he'll lose the 2,000 amas in the direction that he was able to go. That's the opposite direction of the Eruv. When wherever he puts the Eruv, he'll be able to go from there 2,000 amas. Now, this din of tchum that we speak about, a person has 2,000 amas from the border of the city. In other words, he can go out to the city border, and from there he has 2,000 amas from the city that he's in. That's what we speak about now. Not only can a person do an Eruv with his food, but if he actually walks somewhere, even if he lives, his real dwelling is in point X. If he walks to Y, so then wherever he is at the time that Shabbos comes, that will become his tchum, and he can then walk from there 2,000 amas in every direction. Now, the last parak of Maseches Erusin kind of just tidies up all of the different inyanim of Shabbos and Erevin, in order that that we can just tie up whatever loose ends there are. So the first Mishnah speaks about a mavui, which is too high. In other words, you have a crossbeam and it's too high up, so you have to lower it. Rebuta says you don't have to, which is similar to the beginning of Maseches Sukkah. Now we speak about if there's the entrance is too wide, it's more than 10 amas, also you have to close it. But if a person has a tzuras ha-pesach, so then it's not a problem. Then we spoke about the idea of what we mentioned is that is a machloikas of do you need a mavi and a kaira. We spoke about the concept of using lovewood, which is that if there's strings or anything that's a distance from each other, then it's okay. The next parak base speaks about something called pasi birois, is the boards around the well and how much place that space that has to be for animals to go in and out and things of that sort. You also need to have people living in an area in order for it to be considered shayach to have an eruv. Now the next Mishnah speaks about what a person can use, next perek, I mean perek gimel, what a person can use for eruvin, for tchumim and shitufin nevois. Use all food except for mayim and melach, which is not good because it doesn't have a status of food. Then we speak about where a person can put it, that it has to be accessible for him able to use it. Now what happens if somehow his eruv ends up out of his domain, like goy or ruach ra took him out, he went out of the tchum, so what's his din, or what happens if his food ends up out of the tchum? That's another discussion. Now we're in Perek Hay. Perek Hay speaks about also this Ibor Halorim. It's a lot of speaking about the tchum of the a person's walking tchum. So how do you connect different cities that he could be that he can have his tchum can be extended, and how do you measure a tchum on a place that has an incline like a mountain, something like that? Then we speak of in Perek Vav getting back to a person making an eruv in his chatzer. So what happens if he has a guy that lives in his chatzer with him, or someone else that doesn't necessarily understand the idea of chatzer? That's that. Then we speak about what happens if there's an area that's like a two-family house, or they're sharing a chatzer, and how much does it have to be in order for it to be considered one area? Now the next thing, Perek Ches speaks about how do you do shitufei mevois mishtatvim b'tchumim. So what's the process of doing that, and what happens if a person has water? So does water function as a mechitza, or how does he make a mechitza over water? And then the last thing the Mishnah test speaks about is and that's the last one before we said the last perek yud just tidies up all the halachas. But this perek test speaks about a person has a roof. So then what's the din of the roof, and what happens if there's a roof that the part of the area is broken, or there's a roof that's being shared by different families? So then how do you divide that up? That is the end of Perek Tes, and Perek Yud, which is the last Perek of Erev, quite a long one, speaks about what happens if a person wants to carry out something. Let's say there was a fire or something of the sort, so what does he do with his tefillin and these types of things? And can he carry it one at a time? Does he carry more than one at a time? And what happens if he finds them in bundles? All these things that are discussed in the last parak of Erevin. That's the end of Erevin. Goes together with Shabbos. Bezeh Hashem b'lina, that tomorrow we're going to speak about Maseches Psachim, which is also quite a long Masechta, which is the beginning, speaks a lot about Korbanos, and the end talks a lot about the Seder. I'm going to leave you just with a thought, which is the most pathetic person in the world is someone who has sight but has no vision. The most pathetic person in the world is someone who has sight but has no vision. My dear friends, make it a great day. That is from Helen Keller.